Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story because it's spooky season, and we have been reading a lot about the dark and what happens in the dark at night and how sometimes there are shadows or sounds and we think, oh no, and we freak out and we get scared. But what is it like really at nighttime? Why are we so afraid of the dark? Let's find out what we can from this book. Are you ready? Okay, so the story is called The House in the Night. It was written by Susan Marie Swanson. The pictures are by Beth Kromes. And when we look at it, we can see the darkness all around this beautiful little house. Why is that so spooky? I don't know. But let's go see if we can figure it out. You ready? Okay. Today's story is read by Mommy, and what's your name? Who are you?
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby? Baby, baby. Okay.
My kind are called babies, mm-hmm. But I am a baby, baby.
I like that. All right, so when we open the book, we can see here is the key to the house. In the house burns a light. And sure enough, there's the family going back into the house, and there is a lamp in the window. In that light rests a bed. Oh-ho! So now we can see that lamp is on a table, right? Next to a bed in a bedroom. That's where that lamp is. Do you have a lamp in your room? Kind of. Yeah. On that bed waits a book. Do you ever read a book before you go to bed? Mm-hmm. You did last night. Yeah. In that book flies a bird. Oh, it's a beautiful book. So, in this little kid's room, on their bed, they have a book.
And they have a little cat looking in.
Mm-hmm. And they have a little dog, too, who's looking up over the window. Do you see? Over the side of the bed. Mm-hmm. You can see that. And the bird is a beautiful bird. Do you know, sometimes when you are afraid of the dark, one thing you can do to help yourself is read a happy, beautiful book full of good things before you go to bed. And then those thoughts can fill your mind.
There's a face on the sun.
Yeah, it's a kind of a cute little chubby face, huh?
Mm-hmm. I feel like this illustrator sticks faces everywhere.
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of that. In that bird breathes a song. And in the picture, we can see that the kid who was reading the book is now using their imagination to pretend like they are riding on the wings of that bird, soaring out the window onto adventure, all about the starry dark. And now the bird is flying them through the countryside, making darkness fill the land so that everyone can rest and recharge and wake up feeling better. Through the dark glows the moon. And we can see the moon also has
a face,
chubby cheeks. And the kid is just riding on that bird, flying through the darkness. Wow. On the moon's face shines the sun. Do you know that the sun never stops? It never stops shining. Even when we don't see it at night, it never stops.
It shines on the other side of the planet.
That's right.
If you're in America,
mm-hmm.
And you dig a hole all the way through the earth, if it's possible.
Mm.
You would end up in China?
Yeah, that's on the other side of the planet from us, yeah. You can't, unfortunately, dig through the whole planet because It is not possible. But if you could, yeah, our planet has a molten core. Moving on. So, sun in the moon in the dark. Dark in the song. Song in the bird. Bird in the book. Book on the bed. Bed in the light. Light in the house.
Turn the page.
So, here is the key to the house. Now, in this picture, we can see the key to the front door of this house is inside the house. So no one can get into this house because the key to open the door is inside the house. That means the house is safe and secure, right? In fact, we can even see how snug this little kid is in their bed. They've got the big window with the lamp, right, that shines. They've got the dog's bed right next door to their bed.
Where's the dog's bed?
I don't know. But the dog is going to guard this kid all through the night. And the mommy has tucked...
If the dog could talk, you know what I would think his dog, the dog would say?
Tell me.
I will protect you, master.
Aw, yeah, I think so too. But I've never heard of a talking dog before. Not in real life. Maybe in movies.
Yeah. Up?
Yeah, like an Up.
Mm-hmm. Doug.
Mm-hmm. Precisely.
All of the other bad dogs.
The bad dogs, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we can see that the mama is leaning over and tucking this kid into their bed. So the bed is super snuggly inside the nice, secure, safe house. And there's the key to the house. And the house is in the night. And we can see the moon shining bright. And the home is full of light from
the moon.
The moon is shining bright. And I think we found the cat's bed, too. Because where is the cat sleeping?
Okay, his bed is the bed.
Yeah.
The cat's bed is his bed.
The kid's bed. Yep. The cat is helping themselves to the kid's bed. And it's great to know that even on a dark night in your house, the moon is always shining too, even if you can't see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it reflects the sun. So some part of it is doing that.
So if your mom lets you, ask her if you can borrow a can. Put the can on the ground. Put your fingers around the can. One finger is the sun, one finger is the moon, and rotate them. That is the planet's orbit.
Mm-hmm. And that is why sometimes you have a full moon and sometimes you don't have a full moon, but that doesn't mean that the moon is gone. It's always there. It's always doing something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that gives us good reason to not be afraid of the dark, because there's always light, even a small amount of it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.